Hello, everyone. Hello, loved ones. Welcome to Infinite Love Radio, enlightening conversations, inspiring guests. I'm Michelle Morovati, your host, an intuitive spiritual healer, teacher, spiritual director, and founder of Spirituality Inside and Out. Our global vision and divine purpose is to connect people to people to create oneness, for in truth, we are all one. Through support and universal guidance, we educate people about the power within to heal oneself and others. Let us help you to express the divine love and truth within you. At Spirituality Inside and Out, we offer several products and services designed to transform your life and help you create the life you so desire. Some of them include group meditations, self-realization sessions, guided meditation CDs, prayer circles, and personal healing sessions. As always, I invite you to sign up for the Universal Daily Insights that support the healing power within you. All you have to do is open up to receive it. Please visit www.spiritualityinsideandout.com. As always, I invite all of your questions, suggestions to infiniteloveradio@yahoo.com or michelle@spiritualityinsideandout.com. Today and every day, my highest intention is to support you to awaken to your true self in the present moment and to cause and create oneness inside and out. Thank you for your participation and this opportunity for me to serve you. I love you and I bless you all. Thank you. On today's show, I will be sharing with you a prayer just like always, followed by our very inspiring guest. Our guest today is Jonathan Goldman, who is an international authority on sound healing and a pioneer in the field of harmonics. He's authored 5 books and is the winner of the 2006 Visionary Award for Best Alternative Health Book. Jonathan presents healing sound seminars throughout the world and is the founder and executive director of the Sound Healers Association and is president of Spirit Music Incorporated in Boulder, California. For more information on Jonathan and all of his offerings, please visit www.healingsounds.com. For now, I invite all of you to join us on the air. Join myself, Jonathan, yourself, the allness, the oneness, everything, all the beauty around you right here, right now. As I invite you to bring your breath, to bring your presence, to bring your heart, to bring your body, to bring your mind fully into the here and the now, so that we can all rejoice in the oneness together. As always, I invite you to take several deep cleansing breaths with me. Breath of life. Breath into the moment. Breathing into the here and the now. So here we go. As I guide you through your breaths, I invite you to receive life in the here and the now and exhale any and all unwanted stress and heaviness and tension and energies that you no longer want, that no longer serve you. Wonderful. Here we go. First deep cleansing breath in. And exhaling with an ah. Really releasing. I invite you to shake out your head, shake out your arms, shake out your shoulders, shake out your buttocks, shake out your legs, shake out your whole body into the here and the now. Release, release, release with your intention. Let go of the unwanted heaviness. Good job. Here we go. The second deep cleansing breath in. And again, exhaling with an ah. Exhaling and opening up your heart, opening up your body and releasing again the unwanted, the unwanted, the unwanted heaviness, tension, stress. Here we go. Shake it all out, shake it all out. Good job. You can do it. Here we go. Another one. Third and last for the now. Deep cleansing breath in. And again, exhaling with an ah. Sound it out. Release into the here and the now. You are so worthy of this moment. You are so beautiful as who you are, a divine emanation of God, source, creator, oneness, allness, spirit, divine power, whatever term you have for your own faith, whatever name you have for your own higher power. It's perfect. It's all good. as we attune ourselves into gratitude and appreciation for all that we have and all that we are and all of the opportunities and possibilities and the support here for us, as we open up our hearts to receive, we're able to give, allowing this energy to circulate through us. Thank you, Divine Presence. Thank you, Allness. Thank you, Beauty. Thank you, Light. Thank you, Love, for all that you offer to us, inside and out. The light inside and out. The love inside and out. The source of all creation inside and out. We're all grateful. We're grateful for this moment. We're grateful for our guests. We're grateful for all the wisdom and all the guidance that we're receiving right here, right now, as we let go and we allow. We surrender this moment to our higher self, our highest, greatest good and well-being. And with this, and so it is, and so it is. Thank you again for your participation. I invite you to be fully present with this wonderful show as I take this opportunity to reintroduce our wonderful guest, again, Jonathan Goldman, who's an international authority on sound healing. He's a Grammy nominee. Jonathan has created numerous best-selling award-winning recordings, including The Divine Name, Reiki Chants, Chakra Chants, winner of the Visionary Award for Best Healing Meditation Album. He's also a lecturing member of the International Society for Music Medicine. Again, for more information, please visit www.healingsounds.com. And now, without further ado, welcoming our beautiful guest, Jonathan. Welcome, Jonathan.
Well, thank you very much, Michelle. It's a pleasure to be with you and your audience.
Thank you very much for taking time out of your very busy schedule, sharing with us. I appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you.
I just wanted to let you know that you and all of the wonderful listeners, I just finished listening to your CD, Peaceful Journey, and how wonderful it is to know that we can rest. We can listen to these beautiful sounds of harmony, relax and let go and get clear. I really appreciate it. And this CD also came with your recent book, The Seven Secrets of Sound Healing. Would you like to tell us a little about it?
The CD or the book?
okay, a little.
yeah. Well, it's such a... first of all, I just want to say that the meditation that... you just led was so very, very much like a meditation that I do whenever I have a presentation at the very end. I lead everybody in a group om together, but before that I have them take these three healing breaths.
And really?
It's so much like what you did. I thought, gosh, you know, that's really intriguing. Anyway, the Seven Secrets of Sound Healing. My most recent book, and I wrote this, it's my fifth book, and I wrote this one basically because I've been in this field probably since, for almost 30 years. And within the last 5 to 10 years, I've really begun to notice how sound healing as a energy form, as an awareness, was coming into the consciousness of the mainstream public. And I wanted to write something that could be useful for anybody who... basically was either interested in the subject or heard about it. And so I basically put together 7 different secrets. They're really just principles, basic principles of how sound can heal and transform, not only on a personal level, but also on a planetary level, because I'm a very, very big believer in the fact that intentionalized sound, that is sound basically encoded with the energy of love and light, can be a really powerful instrument in raising the consciousness of the planet and helping our evolution, if you like. So it's a really lovely looking book. I know you have a copy, and we made it look very, very pretty.
And it is very pretty. I have it in front of me.
Right. And I wrote it in such a way that you're in Los Angeles. I have a brother who's a medical doctor in Los Angeles, and he's never read any of my other books. But he looked at this one, and it's not real thick. It's kind of small. It's got a CD in it. And he said, you know, I'll read this book. I have an 85-year-old aunt who I sent the book to, and she said, I'll read this book because it's not too much. Yet it's filled with all sorts of really important and powerful information that somebody who's a total initiate into the world of sound can discover the healing attributes of sound, and at the same time, somebody who is a major adept, a major, if you like, practitioner of sound healing will find little treasures, little bits and pieces in each chapter, in each secret, that they probably don't know about. So I'm really very, very pleased about it.
Beautiful. I found a lot of treasures in this book. I got a lot of aha moments, you know. Oh, no wonder. That's why. Oh, my God. And it's very easy to get. I really appreciate that. Because to be honest, Jonathan and listeners, I was a little bit intimidated before I started reading it. It's like sound healing. Oh, my God. I want to get it. I got it. I really got it. Very simple. Very simple. I love. Can I talk about one of the secrets?
Oh, I would. Oh, please. We can talk about anything you want, but I so enjoy your feedback because it's just so important to me because it's not the seven secrets of music. It's sound. And the fact is that every one of us can use sound for healing. You don't need to be a musician. You don't need to be a singer. You don't need to know really know anything about sound if you just apply some of the principles. Because in your meditation, when you had people breathe out with that ha or the sound, that is an aspect of sound healing.
Yes, and I didn't know that until I read it in your book. I was like, that was one of my aha moments. Oh, my God, I've been doing this intuitively.
Yeah.
You know, inviting people to do that. That's fabulous. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about one of the principles. We are all unique vibratory beings. I love that. Unique. We are all unique.
Well, Michelle, I think it's just so very, very important for us to honor who we are and what we are. I've been in this field, as I said, for about 30 years, and my first 10 or so years were spent really investigating different systems of using sound and music for healing. And I remember this one time when I was literally, I was working on, at first I have a master's in from Lesley University in Cambridge, Massachusetts, researching the uses of sound and music for healing, and this was back in about 1985 or 86. And I remember sitting at my computer working on this, and there were all these different systems of using sound and music for healing. I thought, how can this be? How can this possibly be where spiritual master A would use one mantra for a particular sound, spiritual master B would use a different mantra for the same effect, or some scientist would use one frequency for one effect, and another scientist would use a very different frequency for the same effect. And I thought, how can this be? And all of a sudden, I heard this inner voice say, it is not only the frequency of the sound that causes its effect, but also the intention of the person creating the sound. So I immediately just wrote down this formula, frequency plus intent equals healing. And that, I think, is a very, very important thing. And a lot of people now are, you know, understand and utilize this. And it really gives us credence to the power of sound and how there can be so many different approaches. But the other thing is, as you were saying, we are all unique vibratory beings. And frequently when I do a workshop, I will ask people, I say, you know, okay, how many of you are allergic to penicillin? And usually 10 to 20% of the audience will raise their hand and say,
Jonathan,
okay.
I'm one of those people.
Okay, there you go, there you go. And I'll say, okay, now the very first secret, okay, I'll give them out because I love it because it's so important that we all, utilize them, is the fact that everything is vibration. And of course, from the Old Testament, the Lord said, the act of sounding, creating light. Sound preceding light to the New Testament. In the beginning was the Word, the sound. So the actual, we're, you know, talking about the creational form being sound, and that everything in the universe is in a state of vibration, from the electrons moving around the nucleus of an atom to planets and distant galaxies moving around suns. They're all in a state of vibration. They're ultimately making a sound. So everything has a wave form. And then, and that includes, of course, penicillin. So there's a wave form for penicillin that is going to heal 80% of an audience. Mm-hmm. But 10 to 20% of people are going to have a toxic reaction.
Mm-hmm.
And I have just found this, Michelle, over and over, whether it's pharmaceuticals or any type of healing modality. I just have never found anything that works for everyone because we're all slightly unique and slightly different. And the reason I put that in the book is with this awareness of sound and sound healing continuing to grow, there are all sorts of people who are like, well, this is the sound to heal this, and this is the sound to heal that, and this is the sound to heal the other thing. And if by chance you listen to the sound and you have a toxic reaction, which some people do, they'll tell you, oh, it's just getting yourself used to this. And I don't believe that. So I think it's really important if people receive a sound and they really don't feel comfortable with it, stop listening to it. Mm-hmm. Some years ago, I had a very good friend who was over in England, and they had tried one of these vibrational therapies, and somebody had given them a sound, okay, and they got very ill. And they called me, and they told me that they had used one of my CDs to put themselves back in resonance. I said, well, that's great. That's wonderful. And they said, well, this person wants to see me again next week. I said, well, don't go. Mm-hmm. And she did go, and she got very, very ill. And this time it took her close to a month to recover from that because it just she wasn't honoring herself.
Yes.
Now, Michelle, this is different than, you know, you try a new type of food, and it may take a little while to, you know, get used to it, trying something that you haven't had before. That's, you know, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about eating a certain type of food and getting violently ill from it. Then you don't want to go back there. That's different than, oh, I'm not sure I like the taste of this. Let me, you know, I mean, certainly there's certain types of music. I remember, for example, many years ago, I went to the island of Bali. And there they have gamelan music, which is playing all the time. And when I first got to the island and I listened to it, it was kind of strange, a little bit, you know, atonal and different. I wasn't sure. And at the end of the week or 10 days or however long I was there, I couldn't get enough of it because I basically had acclimated to it. But that's very, very different than hearing something and just having a very bad reaction. Does that make sense?
Absolutely, absolutely. Just taking this time, Jonathan, to reintroduce you to our wonderful guest. This is Infinite Love Radio. I'm Michelle Morovati. We've been speaking to our wonderful guest, inspiring Jonathan Goldman, who's an international authority on sound healing, and about his latest book, The Seven Secrets of Sound Healing, which comes with a beautiful, peaceful journey CD. I invite all of you to visit his website. And they can purchase it from your website, right?
Oh, for sure.
Fantastic. You know, talking about sounds and everything, I have two kids, and my kids argue. You know, and God bless my daughter, she reacts, and she screams, and every time she screams, it's just like my nervous system, you know, I get a jolt, and I just go out of balance, and you know, to be honest, such a simple thing, I didn't become really aware of it until I read your book.
Wow.
Honestly, it's so amazing, like, I would always, you know, ask her, please, can you just communicate calmly. We will get what you say, but she has this, she likes to scream to get.
How old is she?
She's 9.
Interesting. So, you know, I appreciate that because on a purely physical level, okay, loud sounds affect our nervous system.
Mm-hmm.
They cause our heartbeat, mm-hmm. our breathing, our brain waves to just increase so that we start getting stressed out and tense. They actually affect our hormones, and they cause the fight or flight response. So you are not alone in having that experience. That is actually one of the, I don't want to say negative attributes of sound, but something that we, once again, need to be aware of. And this is actually in one of my, I think it's chapter 5, perhaps, which I call Silence is Golden, which simply talks about not only the power of silence, but the power of loud sound and how loud sound can actually be a detriment. So what you're talking about with your daughter is, I mean, it's very, very interesting.
It's detrimental to my health and well-being.
Yeah, right. And, you know, you might just say to her, hey, you know, this is what's happening when you do it to me. It's a physical response. And, you know, is there a way I can hear you, and it'll be a lot more effective. I mean, Michelle, I have to tell you that I have a very powerful voice, and I have to be extremely, extremely cautious that I don't use my voice in a negative aspect, yelling at something or something, because literally, I mean, you know, we talk about the Bible, and there's a story of Joshua and his, you know, the walls of Jericho, where actually the sound caused the walls to literally crumble. And there's a lot of scientific evidence that this is a reality. I don't know if you know this, but a lot of the healers in the Orient were also trained in martial arts.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that they could do with their voice was they learned how to do what is called a kiai, which is they actually could, somebody might be coming from them, at them from across the room, and they could actually paralyze or knock out a person with their sound from across the room.
Yeah.
Now, they could also use the sound for healing. And, you know, once again, I simply mention this because it's so important. You know, this show is about infinite love. And we really need to generate the intention of infinite love on our sound, whether we're speaking or whatever we're doing. And usually when we yell, we're not yelling infinite love.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's very
interesting. And we're usually yelling because we're angry and, you know, there's something that's going on. And the voice can be an incredibly healing instrument. It usually is. But we need to be conscious and aware, because otherwise we can project a whole lot of negativity and potential damage by using our voice incorrectly.
Absolutely. Before moving on to the next principle, by the way, I used to take karate kempo, and I used to do kiai. Kiai.
Yeah, sure. There you go. There you go.
I know what you're talking about.
I actually studied kempo karate, too. So, yeah,
oh,
totally.
Wow. Interesting.
Yeah.
So, yes, intent is powerful. Wow. Everyone can relate to this one.
Well, I mean, I was telling you that story about, you know, when I had that revelation, Michelle, it was about 1985 and 1986, that frequency plus intent equals healing.
Mm-hmm.
So there I am, one of the, you know, one of the few people who at the time was really working with sound as a healing modality. And I would be, at the time, I was really also interested in trying to bring this into the medical and scientific communities, so I would be going to these different conferences and presenting with these different scientists and doctors, and I would say to them, have you ever thought of the importance of intent? And they would look at me like I was a man from Mars.
Mm.
Nowadays, you can turn on, you know, TV and see, you know, somebody like Wayne Dyer doing something on the power of intention. And so nowadays, people go, oh, intention, sure. And then, of course, we have the work of Dr. Masuro Emoto, who did the beautiful work with the water crystal molecules. Have you ever talked about that with your audience?
Oh, yes, and you have the photos on your website, I believe.
Yeah? Mm-hmm, that's right, yeah.
And in your book also, the intentions of sound and words. And I've actually done this exercises in my classes. I have classes, meditation classes every week, and it's really, really powerful. Also, you have an example in your book, I don't quite remember, of someone saying something to a person that is like, the words are beautiful, but the intent behind it, it's like, and I'm so sensitive to energy, and I'm sure there's listeners out there that are going, yes, 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 I am too. And I read, I go, oh yeah, the words are nice, but ew, the energy behind it.
Right, well, it's almost a little joke that I say, you know, when I'm talking about this, I said we've all had the experience, or most of us have had the experience of like going to a party, a gathering of people, and someone says to you, oh, lovely to see you, and you feel like you've been psychically slimed. In other words, the words said one thing, but, you know, their energy conveyed something else, and, you know, we pick it up and we feel it.
Oh, yes. Some of us know where it's coming from, and some of us an hour later, what was that? Where did that come from?
And, you know, I like to believe that also we can just even watch. I mean, you know, the more sensitive we are, we can, for example, watch politicians on TV, and when they're talking, we can tell when they're telling the truth and when they're not.
Mm.
Just through that, because our body, there's something called kinesiology, which it's actually called applied kinesiology, but it's a method of muscle testing in which, for example, a substance that might be good for you, let's say an orange, if you held an orange in one hand, And you, with the other hand, you held that straight out, and someone, perhaps a chiropractor or some sort of health practitioner, pressed down on the muscle, you would be strong because an orange is good for you. But if you held something that was not good for you in that hand, your muscle would go weak. And this is you know, a lot of chiropractors use this. A lot of different health practitioners use this to determine imbalance. It's a very easy and usually very accurate way of determining different types of either health measures for you or whatnot, as long as someone doesn't have an agenda, because you can also prove anything you want if you really want to, if you know what you're doing with kinesiology. But with regard to that, our nervous system, our bodies actually are able to react to positive things and things that are not positive. And this includes, of course, music and sound and even the spoken word.
Beautiful. Absolutely. So I want to talk about your CD, Peaceful Journey. You also have silent affirmations in there. Very sneaky.
Right. Well, you know,
for health and well-being. For everyone, for health and well-being.
Oh, yeah, and they're beautiful, you know. I don't actually remember most of them now, but, you know, they are the most beautiful ones. I sort of created them with my wife, who's a wonderful, just angel of love, and we found either the most powerful, effective affirmations for health and healing, and my next door neighbor happens to be a Hindu Swami, and he and his wife have written a book on that. So, you know, whether it's, you know, I am a child of God, and I am totally in health and balance. I don't remember what they were, but
yeah, can I read it? It's in your book. I am calm and relaxed.
I don't remember.
I feel peace and inner harmony. My body is relaxed and at ease. My mind is calm and peaceful. My heart is open and loving. And two more. Every day, in every way, I'm getting better and better. I'm healthy, happy, and delighted to be alive. Oh, my God. So powerful.
That's nice. Yes.
So, so powerful.
You know, I actually liked that Peaceful Journey recording so much that I actually took that piece of music, as well as two other pieces of music, doing the same process, doing the same psychoacoustic process, which is taking the beautiful music and then adding certain frequencies and that help balance and create relaxation, as well as doing all sorts of affirmations. And that's released under a separate album called De-Stress, DeStress, because I wanted to create something that everybody could use, that basically, because we're all so stressed out these days, I don't think it's simply that, the frequency rate is raising, but the fact is that there's so much going on, and we're almost on information overload, and just everybody seems to be so, they're going, and they're not remembering to breathe. They're not remembering to just be in that space. So I created this recording just for everybody, for mainstream consciousness. A lot of my other recordings are, shall we say, a little more esoteric. For example, my award-winning recording Chakra Chants is wonderful and beautiful, and it's very, very powerful. But perhaps if somebody didn't know about the chakras or the energy systems of the body or whatnot, they might not be as attuned to this, but de-stress and particularly Peaceful Journey is something that anybody can appreciate.
Absolutely. I mean, I can give it to my parents and they can just listen to it and fall asleep. Enhancing sleep, everyone out there. Enhancing sleep. Just put it on, go to sleep, and it just takes you into a different level, and you can sleep and wake up renewed, refreshed, and energized, clear mind for the next day. I really appreciate it. And the other one that you said, is it available on your website right now? I forget the name.
De-Stress?
Yes, De-Stress.
Yeah, and once again, Peaceful Journeys is the first track on there, and it is also, of course, available as a CD by itself in the Seven Secrets of Sound Healing.
Oh, beautiful. Again, the website for that is www.soundhealing.com. Again, taking this opportunity for anyone that may have just joined us, welcome, welcome. This is Infinite Love Radio. I'm Michelle Morvati, your host. We've been speaking to Jonathan Goldman about his latest book, The Seven Secrets of Sound Healing, and the free CD that comes with this book, Peaceful Journey, and his other CD, De-Stress, and The Power of Sound. The Power of Sound.
The powers of... Hey, Michelle, would it be appropriate to play about 2 minutes of Peaceful Journey since we've been talking about it?
Fantastic. Can we play 1 minute?
We can play 1 minute. Here we go.
Are
you ready?
2 minutes. no. Let's go for it. Let's
nah,
for
I'll, it. I'll fade it out. Don't worry. Here okay. we go with Peaceful Journey from Seven Secrets of Sound Healing. Just take a nice deep breath and feel the energy. Really nice, you know. And
you
can almost feel yourself almost instantly just relaxing by, listening to something like that. It's amazing the power of sound. You know, once again, we were talking about how loud sounds can just almost immediately cause us to go into a flight or fight response. But at the same time, really peaceful sounds like that almost immediately affect our nervous system, affecting us the same way almost as pharmaceuticals, if you like. But they're safe, and we're not getting any sort of toxic reaction. And yet we're getting our heartbeat, our respiration, our brain waves are all calming down. And I like to believe that a lot of the recordings that I make are also really loaded with what I call light and love through sound, so that there's an energy there as well. Not only the energy that goes into our ears and into our brains, but there's an energy that goes into our whole etheric field that really is positive.
And I invite anyone out there who's struggling with meditation. You know, I hear it all the time. I don't want to meditate. I can't meditate. I have resistance to meditating. How do you meditate? You know, I invite you to sit or lie down and just put this music, and it will just guide you into a meditative state. You don't have to do anything, right, Jonathan?
Right. I mean, that, you know, I don't like to say the music meditates you, but it certainly helps enhance the meditational state.
Yes.
Because I have to tell you, Michelle, I utilize sound. I create these recordings for myself because I'm not usually very good at just sitting there and, meditating immediately. But, you know, I put on some of this music and I'm gone. And it just it takes me there. So I do it for myself first.
Okay, thank you for sharing. That's called self-love.
Well, either that or just using yourself as a feedback mechanism, and then I try stuff with my wife, and then I try it with friends, and if everyone goes, okay, that's good, then I release it. That's usually has a pretty positive reaction.
Absolutely. I listened to it twice today, and once before the show, I just lay and I listened to it, and immediately I went inside to my true self, my God self.
Mm.
I got so much inspiration from there. So, but for everyone, if you have some sort of dis-ease, you know, you can't sleep at night. Right, Jonathan? Anything
well, I mean, it's so interesting, Michelle. Indeed, can't sleep at night. That's me. You know, my wife and I put this on or some of the other recordings. But, I mean, one of the major causes of physical imbalances or emotional imbalances on this planet is stress.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can somehow just release the stress, and once again, music such as we were listening to, and there's certainly lots of other types of music too as well. And also, you know, when you're doing that lovely breathing exercise, that's so important. If we can remember to breathe, by gosh and by golly, wouldn't that be a great thing, huh?
let's relearn. I'm trying to bring awareness to my kids to breathe when I notice that they're not breathing, shallow breaths, and so wonderful. I want to talk about the other principle. I love this one. Sound can change the world, because I'm all into oneness.
Right. Yes, indeed.
I'm all into oneness. So how do you think the sound will... And what's your intention? What's your intention with that principle? Sound can change the world. How do you see yourself being a conduit, a vessel to...
You just asked me an hour's worth of questions, so I'm going to take this one... No, no, it's fine. I'm going to take this one at a time.
Don't take an hour, because we need to have this dialogue.
Yes, 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 yes. But I'm going to say that I was probably meditating 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 years ago. I don't remember. Now, you know, time seems to be speeding up, so we don't really know where things are going anymore. And I was sort of in touch with what one could call the source, or whatever you like.
Mm-hmm.
And I was saying, okay, well, you know, 20-some years ago, you gave me the assignment of helping create awareness of sound for healing, sound and music for healing on this planet. And I said, I've done that. There are now all sorts of healing organizations and lots of people teaching. I said, have I completed my assignment? You know, do you want me to go move to a South Seas island and read comic books all day long, which would have been okay with me? And I distinctly heard a voice say, you must simply turn your focus of attention from totally working with personal healing with sound to planetary sound healing.
Mm.
I was like, okay. So then I began basically, I guess right about that time I began, shall we say, a friendship with a fellow by the name of Greg Braden, who's a wonderful, wonderful man. He's written he's a New York Times bestseller, and he's written many, many wonderful books, including The Lost Mode of Prayer, and his latest book is called, well, I can't remember it, something about the power of shattering beliefs or something like that. I can't remember the title of it at this particular moment.
Mm-hmm.
But he had been doing some work with global meditations. And the fact that when people meditate, feeling the energy of peace and love and harmony all together throughout the planet, it actually creates a field that is measurable, and it's been measured by an organization called the Global Consciousness Project, which is out of Princeton, New Jersey. And I was like, okay, this is great. This is great. I think, how does sound fit into this? And I began to sort of do some work with... And I found that what basically is reality is that sound enhances and amplifies our meditation and our prayers. I believe, in fact, I'm sure, that this is one of the reasons why most of the prayers on this planet are vocally spoken. They're spoken aloud.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that they're not only doing it in silence, but they're actually spoken, whether they're in mantric form or they're being chanted or sung. Sound actually acts as a focusing mechanism to actually focus and amplify the power of our prayers and meditations, our, if you like, consciousness. And so every year on February 14th, which is Valentine's Day, we would do something called World Sound Healing Day, which at noontime people would make the heart sound, the ah sound, that and they would sound it, basically sending a sonic valentine of love to the Gaia consciousness, the consciousness of the planet.
Wow.
And then fairly, last year actually, no, it was this year, sorry, this year, 2008, February 14th, we launched something called Temple of Sacred Sound, which if you haven't gone there, go there. It is great. It is wonderful. It's the world's first interactive toning temple where you basically go there and there are three different toning chambers, one with an ohm sound, one with an ah sound, and one with a you sound. There are these great visuals, and the idea is that you go there and you sound along with thousands of people from throughout the planet, basically projecting the energy of love and light onto the planet.
This is the Temple of Sacred Sound?
Temple of Sacred Sound.
Okay.
You can either go to .com, .org, or .net. It doesn't matter. I got all three of them because I thought it was so important.
Mm.
It's free. It's online, open, and available 24/7. And if you happen to have a microphone, you can stick a microphone in and hear yourself chanting along, and it sounds like you're toning in the King's Chamber in Egypt.
How fun.
Along with thousands of other people.
Oh, wow, that sounds like fun.
It's really fun, and it also really helps, you know, it acts, if you like, as a focusing device for planetary peace, because here's a key that I got that I'd like to share with you, Michelle.
Please share with all of us.
Of course, with all of us. Well, when I say your name, I'm talking about you and the myriad people that you represent and that are listening.
Yes,
but
sir.
The internet right now is what we might call the neural net of the planet. It's like, you know, the mind of the planet, if you like.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is great. But the mind of the planet without the heart of the planet is not necessarily a good thing. I'm always kind of reminded of that character that Jeff Goldblum played in the movie Jurassic Park when he's talking about the scientists who created the dinosaurs. They recreated the dinosaurs. He said, you people are so interested in seeing if you can do something that you don't ask if you should do something. So the heart is the thing that lets us know if we should do something. Now the question is, how do we activate the global heart using the global mind of the internet?
Mm.
And the answer is through sound. In many different traditions, sound is the, if you like, interconnecting link between the heart and the mind. Therefore, by having the temple of sacred sound and going there, when people are connected by the neural net of the planet anyway, then by making a sound, you're able to activate the global heart. I think that's so very, very important.
That's very inspiring, and that's why you have chosen February 14th, yes?
Yes.
The global heart.
And
do you send out reminders?
We do. We
sign up for your newsletter?
Right. We have actually a newsletter on www.healingsounds.com.
Okay.
Because they're all interrelated and linked together. We have the Sound Healers Association and the Temple of Sacred Sound, but the sort of the main hub is the healingsounds.com. You can get to all the different places from there, including our new blog, too, which is kind of interesting. But and now there are other people who are very, very inspired by the whole sound thing, so we're going to also be working and doing stuff on the different, I don't know the names of them, the winter solstice, the spring equinox, what do you call those, you know, periods when, but the different equinoxes and solstices, the 21st of like September and the 21st of March and the 21st of June, seasons changes, whatever.
Yeah.
We're going to be doing those as well because those are astrologically also
mm-hmm.
very, very powerful days.
Wow. Bless you for all your wonderful work. We really appreciate it. Honestly, I'm all into the oneness.
Yeah.
The sound. Wow. I mean, I know a friend of mine is doing it through breath, you know. Breathing on his website.
I have to tell you this because I just found this out. Oh, yeah, every once in a while I get an aha. And there was a scientist who was talking about the fact that when we sound together, when we sing together, there is a hormone release called cortisol, which is the trust hormone. So, you know, talking about oneness, this is one of the reasons why when people, you know, either sing together or just even make a hum or an ah or an om together, all of a sudden the barriers that existed between us break down. Now, I always just thought it was because we were resonating and vibrating our energy fields together as well as our nervous system, but there's also this physiological aspect of the trust hormone being released at the time. And when you trust someone, you are one with them, aren't you?
Yes. Yes. This is amazing news that we've gotten today. Honestly, it's amazing. Yeah, when we trust one another, we're one. We trust
yeah.
Wow. So, Jonathan, before we end today, we do have some time. I really want to mention to all the listeners about your Daily Om course, Introduction to Sound Healing course by Daily Om, which is an 8-week course. And the principles of sound healing.
Well, I mean, Michelle, thank you for reminding me because I'm doing so many different projects. But I have to tell you that I'm so very, very proud and pleased with that one because I literally spent 3 months creating this online course because it was like, what can I do that would be the most assistance to people who were at home and wanted to basically learn how to use sound as a healing modality. And I literally, I wrote almost a new book's worth of material, and also recorded a CD's worth of material that were different recorded examples for people that people could listen to. And then, you know, so each week there's probably a few pages of information, because it's important for us to also have, if you like, a left brain logical understanding of why things do what they do. I was just telling you about the trust hormone. You go, oh, okay, there's something really to it. It's just not this guy saying, make sound together and we'll all be happy. There's something going on. A lot of people need that. And yet at the same time, at the end of every week's lesson, there is an experiential exercise that people are to do every week. And at the end of the 8 weeks, it's just very, very powerful and profound, and they'll have learned to resonate their chakras and really be able to feel and project sound to different parts of their body. When I say I'm proud of it, it's simply I'm so very, very pleased and thankful that I was able to create something that was of such merit and worth. And I really want to encourage everyone who's listening to go to dailyom.com and check out the Introduction to Sound Healing course that I created. When I do something...
You really get your passion.
Yeah, well, you know, when I do something, I either want to do it really well or not do it at all. And, you know, I get real pleased with it. And also, once again, the power of sound is so extraordinary. I mean, I wouldn't be doing this if it didn't work. That's sort of the bottom line. There's so many other things that I could be doing. But this work with sound, and just really when people begin to understand that, you know, we all have the most extraordinary healing mechanism on the planet. It doesn't require batteries. It doesn't require electricity. And the owner's manual is relatively easy to use, and that is our voice. We can all learn to use our voice to entrain and change different frequency levels, things that are out of tune, out of balance in our body, using our voice. And I'm not talking about singing and getting up in front of an audience and, singing a pop song. That's entertainment. That's great. Here I'm talking about using sound to basically change your vibrational level and put anything that's out of tune in tune. That's called entrainment, and everybody can do it. You can just sit there and go, Here's a little thing. When I was just humming like that, I was actually causing the release of nitric oxide, not nitrous oxide, but nitric oxide, which is a healing chemical. It's actually a molecule, and this is some of the latest discoveries. So there's stuff going on. You don't have to be singing wonderful songs. You can just be just whatever, and do this, and it is phenomenally powerful.
Oh, Jonathan, your intention truly comes from love. Oh, my God. It truly comes from love. I really get your passion. It really comes from love, the source of the goodness within you. I just want to mention to the listeners that I know people are stressed about the economic times right now, how they can afford this, but it's only like less than $5 a week for 8 weeks that can transform your life.
Well, that is true, and also I guess I can tell you that people can actually pay what they can afford, and because we just want, at this point in time and space, it's so important. So I'm hoping that not only members of your listening audience, Michelle, go there and check it out. You'll love it.
Oh, so it's pay by donation?
Yeah.
Oh, that is so kind.
Well, you know, it's just at this point in time and space, I just think it's so important that those, for want of a better term, sound and light bringers on the planet really learn to use every tool they can to help assist the vibrational presence, to help manifest compassion, help put themselves in balance, and just get out of that place of stress and get into a place of really being a wonderful co-creator of this planet.
This is so generous. And also just to let them know, what they will find is about the breath, toning, vowels as mantras, the sound, the principle of sound healing, and beautiful CDs worth, downloadable audio exercises. There's so much goodies that will help them transform, not themselves and their loved ones, you know. When we're feeling calmer, then we don't react to our loved ones. then we don't need to go to therapy and pay for therapy.
Hallelujah. Aren't
Hallelujah.
You, and aren't you correct? And it's really, 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 really true. So we have, 7 Secrets to Sound Healing, which is great because it's a beautiful looking book. And, you know, you can take it around and learn. And also then the Introduction to Sound Healing on Daily Om. Both of those are great. And, I'm just so very, once again, when I say I'm pleased, I'm just, it's something that, we can share with everybody and it'll make such a difference. Because, Michelle, when people begin to realize the power of sound, when they begin to realize the power of their own sound, their lives become changed.
Honest to God, after
reading this
book, honestly, I have awakened. I can't believe after a couple of hours, I have really awakened. I had so many, no wonder, so many that shifted my consciousness. And shifting our consciousness, becoming aware, elevating, claiming our powers, our inner powers, we can create, we can cause, we can heal. It's so amazing. And I really wanted to mention to all the listeners that there are several exercises in this book.
Oh, sure.
You're reading, you can sit and do the exercises, visualize. I did one, and it was amazing how aware I became of my surroundings.
Yes, so, each chapter in this book also has an exercise at the end of it, and, they're all really good. I spend a lot of time, in meditation. What would be the best way that I could present this miracle, information so that it can act as a consciousness-expanding, reawakening tool? So thank you, Michelle, for appreciating and getting the book where as it was meant to be received. So thank you.
I do appreciate it. Jonathan, before our time is up, would you like to send out a sound of oneness? Would you like to give any messages out? Would you like to...
Oh gosh, how long would you like me to do this for?
Oh, let me see. Oh, we don't have a lot of time. 2 minutes?
You know what? I am just simply, because I would come so close to repeating the exercise that you did at the beginning that I would just simply say that I would like people perhaps to do the exercise that you led at the beginning, and when you say, and now breathe out with an eye, just go, but I'll tell you what I'm going to do because it's real nice.
Oh,
and just have
a beautiful voice.
Oh, well, and I have this little, CD here, so by gosh and by golly, maybe we could go out. Everybody just begin, here's
an
home.
I'm going to have to close myself to introduce next week's guest.
Of course. So let's just take a nice breath and we'll just visualize peace, harmony, love, and light through sound on the planet. We'll do an om all together just once. All right. Nice. Michelle, thank you so much for this.
Thank you so much for you. Blessings to you and all your wonderful work. I really appreciate your presence and in this journey, in this lifetime with all of us. Blessings to you. I'm going to say God bless to you. I hope you don't mind whatever God is for you.
Indeed. And please go to the Temple of Sacred Sound. You will love it particularly, okay?
Definitely. I will. I will. Thank you so much, Jonathan.
Many, many blessings and blessings to your audience of Love and Light Through Sound. Thank you for this opportunity. Shall I sign off now?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, blessings. Bye-bye now.
Blessings. Bye-bye. And this has been Infinite Love Radio for this week. All you wonderful, beautiful people. You have learned so much. You have gained so much as you walk away today, more empowered to know that you do have the power to transform your life, heal yourself inside and out, and be a channel for good for your loved ones, for your community and beyond as you desire. So I'm grateful for your presence and all of your offerings. So before we close, I invite you to breathe in infinite love into every cell in your body and breathe it out. Breathe out infinite love and light and give it to the whole world, for we're all one. And don't forget to visit www.infiniteloveradio.com and download free guided meditations and insights. As always, I invite all of your comments, suggestions, and questions to michelle@spiritualityinsideandout.com or infiniteloveradio@yahoo.com. Please join us next week as our wonderful guest is Alan Davidson, who's a registered massage therapist. He's the author of Body Brilliance, Mastering Your Five Vital Intelligences. Please, for more information on Alan, please visit www.bodybrilliancebook.com. Thank you. Blessings to you. I love you and I appreciate you. You're worthy. You're deserving of this living this life here and now with love and light. Until next week, good day.